Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 1st, 2022. Happy June. And we're doing individual and group healing as we do every month. So this is where individual people will come into the hot seat and receive the collective healing energy of the group, both the people on the live call and those who are doing it from the archive. And the wondrous magic of this event is that even the people who send the healing get healed, because it all bounces back, and usually at some point the allies start giving healing juice to everyone, and after a while it becomes unclear who's healing and who's being healed, and it's all happening at the same time, and it's all a big wonderful mishmash in the most awesome way. So that's probably what we'll get to. And as always, we're going to set up first with our setting the container and doing our embodied awakening quickie, and we'll get all set up that way. So as always, my invitation to everyone is to give us your full attention so that you can have the best experience. And because you're co-creating the field by being here live or on the recording, know that the consciousness you're holding affects everybody else. So again, please do only this. Pretend you're right here in the room with me. If you need to leave before we close the container, which we'll do immediately after we're done, then just ask the allies to ease you out early if you have to go, and they'll be able to do that without disrupting the field. All right, and also, no one's going to get more than they're ready for. If you're in the hot seat, you're not going to get more healing than you can handle. If you're a sender and heavy energies are coming through to be processed, you won't get more than you can do. The allies are really smart, and they know everyone's capacity, and everyone will be used in an appropriate way. And if you are given some degree of challenge in whatever way, you'll receive more benefit than challenge in the end. So it's really beautiful how it all works. Okay, so let's go ahead. Since you are giving me your full attention, I can comfortably ask you to close your eyes. So just relax and become present. And the allies are asking me to repeat that you're participating just as much if you're on the recording as if you're on the live call. So just know that as well. Okay, I invite you all to become passive. Just feel energy moving if you feel that as we do the setup. Just passively notice the feelings. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go passively on its own, no breath control. Either way, passive witnessing is what you're up to while I set up the container. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kui Feeling good already. I am that I am. I call on my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness and unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call in spirit songs, higher self, Amma the hugging saint, ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call Archangel Metatron in the center. Metatron, please join with the other archangels in blessing and protecting us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, if anyone who's hearing my voice would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please do so now. We'll leave a moment for them to come in. You are muted and no one else on the call will hear you. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. Good, thank you. Okay, now let's all do embodied awakening invocations so we can be at our best for this healing work. So in a moment, I'm going to have you call your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's not going to be too much, but it will be super helpful. give you all kinds of great benefits. So now I'm going to have you speak to your higher self. Do this out loud if possible. Doing it silently is okay also. So begin speaking to your higher self now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words and just become completely passive. Your human self is just getting completely passive and open. And if you're at all sensitive, you'll now feel energy in your body as the divine is coming to join you there more profoundly. If you don't feel that, then just notice the breath coming and going on its own, however it wants to. Either way, you're just holding passive awareness of either energy or breath. Beyond that, just don't do anything else. So that means no effort, no willpower, no visualizing on purpose. Just relax and let it come to you. There's quite a bit of resistance in the field, more than I'm accustomed to. So whoever is trying to make something happen, please understand that the way we do this is to be completely passive. You've already done the active work by invoking the higher self to you. Please release all effort. Again, no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no trying of any kind. You're a sponge, it's water, it's going to happen automatically. And just go to zero effort and be for a moment, just completely passive. Much better, thank you. I know there's other techniques that require those things we're not doing, but our work requires maximum passivity. The only effort you want to be using is the tiny little bit of effort you might need to feel energy or feel breath. But if you can go to zero effort and be aware of that, feeling the energy moving on its own at zero effort or feeling breath at zero effort, that's actually even better. So if you can do it at no effort, that's the ultimate. If you need at least some effort to feel that, then use the least effort that gets you the awareness. I don't know if who I'm feeling is on the recording or on the live call, but all people affect the field, and I'm able to feel the composite effect of all those folks live and on the recording. I know a lot of the members can feel that too, because they've told me. That's much nicer. That's better. There's still a little bit more effort than we need. So let's everybody for a moment go to no effort, please. Just go to zero. I mean it, just no effort at all. Just be for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. And if someone's on the call and you can't give us your full attention, if you're getting distracted by something, that could be doing this too. So seriously, if you're on this call and you cannot give it your full attention, please log off. Stop the recording or get off the live call and then come back. You're a member, you wouldn't be here. Come back later, do it in the archive if you can't do it now with full attention, because we really need everyone on board with what I'm saying to get the good effect we're looking for. I don't mean to be a hard ass. I just need the field to be set up so we really are working for the benefit of everyone here. And it's so subtle that even one person, you know, who's off can kind of throw it off for everybody. Being here is a responsibility. There's no spectators, only participants. Oh, that's feeling nicer. Well done. So either the person who wasn't quite with us got on board or they left, I don't know which, but the field feels nicer now. And they all just saying, now we're ready. Okay, good. Well done, everyone who held space through all that. We just work with what we got. Okay, so now I'm going to allow unmuting. This is a first come, first serve process. So whoever would like to first receive healing, we usually have time for several. That's Patricia up and then Vivian popped up. So Vivian, you'll be second, Patricia's first. So everyone is in the hot seat. We want to make best use of our time. Our request is just tell us as concisely and simply as possible the healing you want. And don't need backstory. Just let us know what you want and we'll get to it. So Patricia, what kind of healing would you like today?
My heart needs healing. It's broken.
So emotional healing?
And physical. It's emotional and physical. It's all connected.
All right, so both the physical heart and the emotional heart chakra need help.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, that's all we need to know. So right now, on a 0 to 10 pain scale, 10 is excruciating, 0 is none, how intense is the discomfort right now for you?
Oh, right now, if I get in touch with it, maybe it's going to be a 5, but I felt so awesome when we were setting
the but the reason I'm doing this is because we like to measure the best we can, right, and getting a number at the start and at the end.
It's about a six, somewhere in there.
All right, so just take a moment, Patricia, and feel it exactly as it is. Feel the pain as it currently exists. Just noting, not changing. And let me know when you have a somatic sense of it.
Mm. Okay, interesting. It's in my solar plexus now. How funny is that?
Yeah, but it's also still in the heart, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yes.
Yeah, I'm picking it up empathically. I'm feeling it both places. Yeah, I feel it. So thank you. I got to read. Okay. So Patricia, now you become passive, please, and just receive. So everybody else, our method is to be passive conduits. Again, as healers, we're not going to be doing any active visualizing, no active sending. We're going to assign the healing work to our higher selves. Okay? So everyone who's participating other than Patricia, please do the following. So I'm going to have you do the invocation with me. So, and I'm going to mute Vivian so that she doesn't come through. So, all right. So now Patricia is the only one but me speaking. Or available to speak. So everyone ready? Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
No, not you, Patricia. You're just receiving. So you just be quiet. Just receive. Everyone else. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Patricia's highest good. To heal her physical and emotional hearts. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. Okay, release the words and just become passive. Everyone who's other than Patricia, just relax. And if you're sensitive, you'll now be feeling energy coming in your crown and out the front of your body and over to her. So the more passive you stay, the better a conduit you're going to be. You're just passive pipeline. So relax and just let the spirit work through you. Patricia, am I correct that you're feeling that influx of energy now?
Oh, yeah.
So just relax and receive it. The more passive you stay, the better everything else is going to work. Yeah. So I will kind of be the empathic tour guide. I'll monitor what I'm perceiving happening with the process. And everyone's going to stay passive. It will rise and peak and fade all on its own. All we have to do is just show up and let it work. If you're new to this call, this is what we do every month. It works every time like a charm. So this is a proven methodology. And even if it's new to you, just trust me, do with the process, and you'll see what happens. Okay, there is more effort in the field than is helpful. If you're Patricia and you're doing any effort, just relax and be passive. If you're someone other than Patricia and you're the conduit, please go to zero effort. Just be completely passive. There's no hand holding. You're not pointing your palms out. There's no physical gesture involved. You're just relaxed, as comfortably situated as possible. And you're simply allowing the higher self to work through you. You are passive conduit. So release all your effort and just let yourself be of use for the channeling of this healing energy over to Patricia. Better. Thank you. Someone's still trying, but we'll just do the best here. if you're new to this, it does take a little getting used to be this not doing. But that does give the optimal result in this style of work. It seemed really weird to me at first, too, but over time I learned the wonder of it. Nice. We're in sync now. Do you feel the energy just get really nice there, Patricia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're in the groove, folks. We're a good team now. Well done. And those who are able are now noticing a group blending happening. So if you're aware of that higher level blending into oneness, just enjoy that along with your individuated awareness. Yeah, and Patricia, you're part of that group blend too, as you may be noticing.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. It's working at two levels now. Just relax and let it run itself. Nice. Yeah, we're in a good groove now. Yeah, I'm feeling some sadness, some sorrow being processed through me. Some tears want to come out of my eyes. Others are probably feeling this too. So if you're feeling any heaviness, any challenging energy, just relax. Let it move through you on its own. Please don't do anything about it or do anything with it. Trust that if it's showing up in your field, the allies put it there and they will take care of it. Just be passive and let them make use of you. That's part of what you do when you're a flower of energy on these calls. If you're ready and able, then they will put heavy stuff through you as needed. And as always, the rewards you get in the end will far exceed any challenge you may have experienced. Yep, there's a higher vibration experience there. Yeah, Patricia, do you feel that higher part of you that's just sort of floating there in bliss?
Absolutely.
Good. So just rest in that, please. And I'm perceiving you're dual aware. You're aware of that mostly, but there's still some awareness of your human self as well. Is that true?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, just they're going to proportion awareness between the two. So you don't have to make a decision. Just relax and let awareness be in both places. And they'll handle a proportion of awareness in each. Okay. Good. You're doing great. Oh, yeah. Let that sorrow come up and just be with it. Experience it wherever it's showing up. Now, Patricia, do you feel a part of you is fighting not wanting to feel that? Not wanting to feel that sorrow right there? Is that true?
I don't know. I'm having trouble feeling it, so it must be true.
Okay. All right. So I want you to put your attention in your human heart chakra.
Okay.
You feel that intensity there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the energy that wants to express, but it's stuck. So can you please put your full awareness in that painful emotion that's really wanting to kind of almost feels like it was to explode out of your heart chakra? Do you feel what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you need to be fully 100% present with that right now.
Okay.
Okay. Just be with it. There's nothing else you have to do. Just be willing to feel it. The shamanic rule is you have to feel it to heal it. So it's intense, but it's not too much, right?
Right.
So just to be clear, you're fully present with it with no resistance, and you're not getting overwhelmed, are you?
Nope.
Good. Yeah. So just be with it completely. Yeah, this is not just you. This is your whole lineage you're clearing for here. This is big. And now you feel it just starting to relax now. Feel how it's starting to kind of ease up?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were willing to have the complete experience of it, it was finally felt, and now it can release. Good job.
Wow.
Now it's like a slowly deflating balloon, right?
Wow.
Yeah, just be with it. Just be with it. Whatever it's doing, stay with it. Good job. Now you feel how it's starting to flush out the hands?
Mm-hmm.
The feet, yeah, now it gets to drain. Now that it's been experienced, it can go. Well done. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't just yours. That was a lineage thing. So well done for your whole lineage there. Now there's still some sorrow and sadness. Just continue to feel that. Release any preference about feeling or not feeling it. Just be with it as it is. Yeah, good. And anyone else who's feeling this, just same thing I'm saying. Just be present with it. Allow it to be. The allies are making use of many of us to process this lineage of pain. And they're telling me, this isn't just Patricia's. We're all dealing with not all of us, but many of us are dealing with lineage issues in our own lines right now. So already the group healing is happening. They're saying the one is the many is the one. Yeah. The more we do these calls, the less critical it becomes who's in the hot seat. All right, so everyone just stay with your process. Yeah, this is beautiful. My body just felt really different. So mm-hmm. I'm relaxed into this new, I can't have words for the vibration, but it's different. So just be with this new energy that showed up. They're also just checking us out as a group. They're checking us out as a group, seeing how can the group respond to a vibrational shift like that. Can we just relax into it and be with it? And it looks like we're doing pretty well, actually. Well done, guys. And I use guys in the gender neutral form. Yeah, so now most of us, I think, are feeling ourselves more as energy beings than physical beings. Just kind of relax into that. Yeah, this has gone in a very unusual direction, but it's perfect. This has gone way beyond Patricia here. If the allies are reminding me that in my last ayahuasca weekend, I felt a significant vibrational shift on the planet. And they're saying what's happening here in this call has been made possible by that shift that I felt then. With a new frequency, new possibilities have opened. And we'll be experiencing those new possibilities in our Awakening Plus calls. And of course, all similar groups who are doing their own spiritual work will be noticing the shift in their own way as well. Nice. Just relax into that new field. That's a little more crown chakra, a little bit higher vibration in the inner world. Blanket apology that my descriptions can never be as precise as I would like them to be because most of this stuff is just beyond words. Nice. Rest in that new energy. Okay, Patricia, are you back now mostly aware of the light body?
Yeah.
Yeah, just relax into that. Feel how it's a little bit larger than your physical body.
Oh, yes.
Just relax into that. Just be it. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just be present with that energy self. Mm. Yeah, they're pulsing it a little bit to help it along. And in a sense, it's all of us pulsing. There's a very strong group blending happening here too. Okay, now it feels like you're coming a little more physical. It feels like your healing round is wrapping up there, Patricia. You feel how you're getting a little more physically focused. Mm-hmm. But the energy's there too, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Good. So how do your hearts feel?
Awesome.
Good.
Wow.
Does that feel like it got the job done?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Good.
You all.
All right, well done. That was highly unusual. I can't wait to see what happens on the rest of the call. All right, well done, Patricia. Thanks for being first up.
Thank you.
So I'm going to mute you, and I think Vivian was next. So Vivian, if you'd like to unmute, you can be next if you wish.
Hey. Hey. Hi. Thank you, Patricia. So right now I'm in a fairly intense interaction with somebody that I love very much. Mm-hmm. We intended to work together, but we live in different cities. Mm-hmm. I also need to write in order to make this possible. I've got Pluto on my Mercury at the moment. Ooh. And okay. I also have Uranus smack on my Jupiter in the seventh house, and
that's some powerful astrology for sure. Yeah,
it's very powerful. Plus, where I live has Neptune on my Venus and Mars on the ascendant, so not in my birthplace, but passing through where I live. So there's lots of stuff happening.
Okay,
and I am in floods of tears with some things that have happened in my friend's biography, and I am just longing for anything that's in the way of what's in our potential to move through and to be clear, so that I don't want to impose my will, but I want the, you know, I want the best of what's possible to occur.
Okay. So I'm hearing you say you would like to be in closer relationship with this person and for all obstacles to be removed that are in the way of that to the greatest extent that serves highest good of all?
Well, I want to be in closer relationship if that's for our highest good. I don't want my will to be in the way.
Right. So again, notice I said to the greatest extent that serves highest good of all.
To the greatest extent that's highest good, please clear any obstacles to the flowering of our purpose.
Okay. Okay, good. And just to be clear, your desire for this person, is that for a romantic connection?
Yes, it has that element to it, yes.
Okay, all right. So it's important to know what you're asking for. You can ask for whatever you want, as long as you throw the karma-free safety clause on the end, to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
So yeah. I hear your hesitancy, and I appreciate your caution and desire not to impose. But at the same time, if you don't ask for what you actually want, you're less likely to get it.
Yes. Well, look.
Yeah.
What I want is full partnership.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So we can ask for that, for all obstacles to be cleared, and as long as we throw a karma-free at the end, to the greatest extent that serves highest good of all,
that's great.
That serves you and that person and everyone else involved will happen. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you comfortable with that?
I am. Yeah.
All right. In that case, you just relax now. So everyone repeat after me. again, everyone is muted except me and Vivian, so you won't be heard by others. So say this out loud if possible, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to clear all obstacles between Vivian and her beloved that are preventing the deepest and most satisfying romantic partnership that serves the highest good of all. Starting now, thank you. And now release and go passive as usual. So we ask for what Vivian wants, and the karma-free safety clause will prevent anything from happening that doesn't serve highest good or everyone involved. So we're on safe ground. And your human is not visualizing anything. Your human is not trying to make anything happen. It is only the higher self slowing the energy. So that also keeps us on safe ground. So Vivian, you just relax and just be with whatever's happening, please. So right now my body is shaking physically. If anyone else is doing that or whatever, just let it happen. Yeah, there's some stuff being cleared for sure. So Vivian, just feel whatever you're feeling completely with no filter. And the coughing is shamanic. That's a clearing of energy. The belching is also energy release. That's all shamanic stuff too. Yeah, Vivian, the allies are telling me that you yourself have been blocking the potential of this for fear of overstepping. And they would like you to know there is no harm in asking for what you want explicitly and clearly, as long as you put the karma-free clause on the end. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And highest good always means the highest good of me and everyone affected by this action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So you feel that crown chakra energy there?
Yeah.
And there's some nice energy in the heart chakra. So good. It's working. Good. They're being pretty blunt. They're saying, Vivian, get out of your own way and let us work. Let us do our job like you just asked, please. Yeah.
It suddenly started to pour with rain here. Absolute deluge.
Right. That's a good cleansing, too. Just relax. There you go. Just relax into that. Those are tears. Just feel that sorrow. Yeah, I'm sensing the pain of past heartbreak that's making you hesitant to move into this connection. So they're clearing some of that old pain from before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just be willing to feel that completely. And these kind of healings were always safe because you'll never get more than you can do. It might be intense. It'll never be too intense. So just relax into it. And others on the call might be feeling their own heartbreaks or the resonance of yours. So anyone else who's feeling something similar, the instructions are always the same. Relax and be fully present with it. Don't fight it. Don't push it away. Just let it be there exactly as it is and feel it fully. The AIs are so skillful that everything that everyone experiences during this call who's involved with this process will fully support what everyone else is doing too. So just know that your process is fully in harmony with what everyone else is doing. Everyone just relax into that field right here. Yeah, this work is on a whole new level than we've ever done before. Things really have shifted in the global field, or we wouldn't be able to do this. If anyone is, your body wanting to shake, vibrate, cry, make sound, it's all good. Just be with whatever's happening. There, Vivian, you feel that new energy that just saturated your body? Just be present with that, please.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's still intense, but it's a little more, they're moving toward a little gentler vibe now. But it's still intense. It's kind of like the energy of a buzzing beehive kind of intensity. So they're saying, Vivian, you could relax even a level deeper than you're at. So try going to zero and just being, please. There you go. Now you feel how it's now finally flushing out your hands. Yeah. And out your feet too. So it was that total relax that was needed to let it flush. So let it flush out now. Sometimes we hold effort and we don't even know we're doing it. It's subtle stuff. Okay, Vivian, feel how the intensity is rising now in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just let them amp it up. Okay. It's a very subtle divine fire. And what you're feeling is they're burning out the things that don't need to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird. It's not hot. It's a cool divine fire. It's really interesting. So just let them do their thing. Yeah, there's angels. Yeah. Some archangel energy going on. Yeah. Michael's here. Yeah, I'm seeing Archangel Michael totally there in your body doing that work. He's like right there with you. He's just in there vibrating with his cool fire. Very nice. And I'm sensing many others on the call are having their own unique experiences. Stay with whatever is happening for you. Stay passive. Once again, everybody's getting work now, not just Vivian. So they're still strong at it, Vivian. So just stay relaxed. Stay with it, please. Everyone else, too. Just stay with it. They're saying the more passive everyone stays, the quicker we can get this done. So everyone just really stay fully passive and completely allowing. Let the divine do everything for us. Now I'm sensing a gradual increase in physical embodiment, more awareness of the physical part. Still plenty of energy, but we might be heading toward the end of this process for you, Vivian. We'll see. Yeah. Feel how you're kind of condensing into your physical body a little more now?
Yeah.
Okay, so just let that come together. They're saying with you and this person, what will be, will be. They're inviting you to, they're telling me you've had sort of mixed energies around it. Part of you really wanting it, part of you not wanting to impose, and there's been sort of conflicted parts around the whole thing. Is that true?
Yes.
All right. So they're saying just God's will be done.
Yeah.
And they're saying you are totally okay to clearly desire what you want. And it is actually your own conflicted energy that has largely been in the way of its manifestation.
Right.
So just feel free to know you have the right and to do this. Again, there's the path of service to others, service to self. They're saying you're actually not service to self. You're not imposing your will on this person. But be clear on what you want. Don't be afraid to ask the divine for that desire to the greatest extent that serves highest good of all. And then just let it play from there, okay?
Yeah.
And if you continue to have parts within you that are in conflict with that happening, then you can do whatever works. The tools you have in Awakening Plus, you can do healing invocation on them. You can go do the IFS self-guided process inside the membership and work with those parts individually. Do a shamanic work, you know, anything you do that, or anything else beyond Awakening Plus, just be cognizant of the resistant parts and work with them, whatever modality you're called to do to get them cleared.
Yeah.
And they're saying whether the relationship ever comes together or not, you'll be doing such excellent work with these parts that it will, you know, open up all sorts of wonderful energies that you can't even imagine. So you'll win no matter what. So I hope that all makes some kind of sense. I'm just channeling all this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. What I had an experience of was that this is the healing of all heartbreak and difficulty, not only of this life, but all our past lives. So it's really quite, it's so moving. So moving.
It's beautiful work. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you. Yeah. So do you feel complete with your round?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to mute my mic and blow my nose. Just a second.
Yeah. It's all, it's all settling in, really. And by the way, the honeybee is one of my allies at the heart chakra.
So that was the hive thing. Okay, good.
Yeah, that was the hive. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well done. Okay. So, Joanne, I see that you've unmuted. Did you want to say something?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to have anybody coming up next, or are we just doing group now?
We can totally have a next volunteer. I'm sorry. I mistakenly thought you had already gone, but you haven't. So would you like to?
No, sure.
Okay. All right. So what would you like to be helped with?
Okay. For the last few weeks, I've been finding, lack of energy, just lack of energy. I was planning a trip just like it, in the state I live. I was planning on driving 4 hours, spending half a day and driving home or staying overnight. And I couldn't force myself to even do that.
Okay.
I don't have the energy. I'm not sure I'm sick, but I'm taking naps. So I'd like to have my health restored to more energy and not feeling sick and needing to take a nap. And
so health and vitality, basically.
Correct.
All right, let's do that. You ready?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. And also what the guides are asking for is after Joanne, we'll do at least one more person. And ideally, I'd like this to be someone who's never been in the hot seat before. So after Joanne, we'll reserve the next spot for someone who has never been focused on in any of our calls previously, if such a person wants to step up, and we'll leave time for that to see if anyone's willing. Okay. Okay. So, Joanne, you just become passive, please.
Okay.
Everyone else, just repeat after me now, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Joanne's highest good. For optimal health and vitality. Again, that's for optimal health and vitality. Starting now, thank you. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. All right, that's enough words. Relax and just be passive and be a conduit. And Joanne, be sure that you're being super passive, just really relaxed and receiving.
Okay.
Excuse me, everyone. That was shamanic. The energy's stuck. I don't know why. Let's just feel into why it's stuck. Oh, they're just... Okay. So they're just having to burn through something. Joanne has a block that the energy's working its way through. So nothing's wrong. It's just, it's like, you know, having to get through this stuck place. So it's all good. It's just, they need a little time to get through this. It's like in a sci-fi movie where they have to use lasers to burn through a door or something. It's similar energy. So some of us may be feeling a lot of intensity in our body. My body is shaking and vibrating. So we may be having a physical experience of the stuckness and the energy working its way through it. And however each of us is experiencing that, just let it be as it is. As always, the divine is making sure all of us are cared for. No one's going to get overwhelmed. There, now we're finally getting through. Not fully, but it's beginning to get through. So everyone relax, and they're going to widen that opening so the energy can flow through more easily to her. Yeah, now I'm feeling heavy energy coming at my feet and my hands. Yeah. Are you feeling the release now, Joanne?
I'm feeling the energy, yeah, in my arms, yeah, in my hands.
Okay, so they're finally where they can get it.
Yeah.
So you just relax. We're getting the cleansing now. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy and thick, so you just relax and let them work that stuff out. Yeah, Joanne, just let yourself feel everything without resistance, without judgment. Just be with it all. This is why we do the embodied awakening first, so each of us can just be with whatever's happening without preference, without judgment, without resistance.
Mm-hmm.
That's sorrow, sadness.
I just feel a lot of energy in my head.
Good. Just be with it. Remember, right now there's no thought that can help you.
Right.
If thoughts and imagery swirl around, that's fine. Let them be in the background, but keep your attention on sensation the best you can.
It's just like buzzing. I can feel energy is what I feel.
Good. And that's advice for everyone. When healing happens, just be with the sensation. Let the rest be in the background. Yeah, I'm sensing that a lot of people are getting a big cleansing right now. Yeah, every single one of these, the whole group is getting it. At first, it's the individual in the hot seat, and then it spreads out for everyone.
Feels like it's a tube from my head going right through my heart, down through the middle. It kind of feels like a tube just running right through the middle.
Good. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the heavy energy that Joanne's working with is being distributed out to the group. So again, just be okay with however much of it shows up for you. Again, don't do anything, just be present. The allies will make sure we're all squeaky clean by the time we're done today. This is what shamans do. It's like we're just glorified garbage collectors.
It's hysterical.
The trick is to let it pass through and not hold on to it afterward. Yeah. So if we stay passive and let the divine do it, we won't have any debris hanging around. All the years of shamanic training I've done, that's been the bottom line lesson. Get out of the way and let the divine do it for you and through you. I can sum up my years of shamanic training as just getting clean enough and clear enough that stuff can happen on its own. Everyone just rest in this new frequency. It's like there's a mix of both challenging flush and bliss energy all at the same time. Just be okay with both those being present.
Oreo cookie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, they're working your arms now. There's some resistance in the arms. They're trying to loosen up there. So just make sure your arms are as physically relaxed as possible.
Yeah, they're laying on my bed. Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, just stay passive. Yeah.
Just feels like an IV.
Mm-hmm. Well, shamanically speaking, we're getting an Ivy League education here.
Yeah. Yale for that. Yeah.
Oh, funny. They're still working it. You're still pretty etheric, so stay with it.
Okay.
They're saying we feel good about spending this much time with each person because we're also working everybody. No one's being neglected here. And they're reinforcing we're just as present with the recording people as the live people. I was just talking to one of my members today, one of our members who's been around 16 months, and he says he does a session just about every day. And he fully experiences the recordings as vividly as the live calls.
I agree.
Yeah.
They're just different.
Yeah. Okay, now they're intense, and there's a little emphasis now in the heart chakra. You feel that?
Not at the moment.
That's my experience for what it's worth. So
okay.
Be with whatever you're experiencing.
Now I feel something, yeah.
Yeah. Feel your whole body just feels like energy?
Yeah, I've been feeling like energy for the whole call pretty much.
Yeah. So just be present with your entire physical self as it feels like energy. Just, yeah.
Okay.
Gently rest attention there in the physical body, even though it doesn't feel physical. Yeah.
Okay. Feeling like a Milky Way.
Uh-huh. And they're going to slowly solidify you again. So just stay with it. Yeah. Slowly coming to greater density again. Energetically, they sort of took you apart. And now they're putting you back together.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
A little bit like a shamanic dismemberment, but not quite that literal. But energetically, that's kind of what they've been doing here. Yeah. And those who don't know that process, it's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, I feel you coming back together now. You're feeling more solid now, right?
Yeah, I'm hearing the word black nebula, whatever that is. I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Like a nebula is star system?
Well,
I don't know.
A nebula is a gigantic gas cloud.
A gas cloud? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyhow, just ponder that for later.
Okay.
But I'm feeling like you're feeling more like your physical self again. Is that true?
Yeah. My brain clicked on to thinking mode.
Okay. Okay, so do you feel like your round is complete there, Joanne? Does that?
I think there's going to be some vibrations and reverberations or some. I think it's going to continue, but yeah, we can continue. We can go on, okay. Move forward.
Sir. All right, but before we do, just check your overall sense of health and vitality. Does it feel any different now?
Yeah, I'm seeing a scale, and I'm seeing it going up. Yes,
Yeah, but they're also saying that this has been a big process for you, and you now should rest.
All right.
And for the rest of the call, you know, if you don't feel like, you know, holding space for the next person, that's okay. If you need some recovery time, that's okay. And they're definitely wanting you to just chill the rest of the night.
And yeah. So
you're really passive. Even a little Epsom salts bath or something would be great. Something really mellow the rest of the evening. Minimize after you get off this call, minimize the electronics, you know, Epsom salts.
Yeah.
Nice music. Just some really, really soothing vibe and gentle yourself to sleep. Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was thinking of just crashing afterward. That's what I feel.
That's fine too. Yeah. That's cool. But just basically keep it really mellow until you go to sleep. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
All right. Good work. That was a big process. You received that really well. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Joanne. And as I said, now I'd love to have, if they're there and they're willing, a person who's never volunteered before to be on one of these calls. And of course, you have to be live on it. So we'll leave, you know, just a few seconds in case such a person is there. I don't know, everyone on the call may have already been in the hot seat at some point. I have no idea, but they're just opening that door. If someone has never done it before and you're ready to be in the hot seat now, we'll leave just a few seconds open for you to volunteer. So if that's you, just jump in. You can unmute yourself by, of course, tapping the mic icon or if you're on the phone, *6 will do it. Last call for anyone who's never been in the hot seat before. All right. So the opportunity came and went. Is there anyone else anyone left who would like to be in the hot seat now? I think we have time for one more, given that these are longer processes tonight. Cass?
Yeah, actually, it's Jim on Cass's iPad.
Hi. Hey, Jim. How are you?
Okay. So, yeah, tonight what I'd like, for about the past 6 months, I've really not experienced very much joy.
Okay.
So if I want to experience more joy and remove anything, that's blocking my ability
All right.
to experience joy.
That's real easy. Okay. Thanks for being so straightforward and simple with that. Okay. So your job is to, actually, you're going to start by invoking it. So you'll do a custom invocation. Are you ready to speak these words out loud?
Yes.
So repeat after me to your higher self. Maximum joy.
I didn't catch that word. Can you say it again?
Maximum joy.
Oh, maximum joy.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now you relax, be passive from now on. Everyone else, repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve James' highest good. Please saturate him with the maximum joy that serves highest good. And remove everything in the way of his joy, to the greatest extent, that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. I come to serve. All right, that's enough words. Relax and just be a conduit now. That may have been more wordy than it needed to be, but I think we got the point across. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to do the job. Oh, yeah, energy's coming now. So my body is shaking pretty intensely, so they're already working on the gross, heavy energy that's blocking his joy. You know, there's layers of that stuff around him. And they're saying everyone else is going to get the same healing. And everyone else being open to their joy will help James open to his joy. So good. Can't have too much joy. So everybody just allow the body to move or vibrate if it wants to. Anyone needs to cry or make sound, let all that happen. Unless you're in an environment where that's not appropriate, hopefully not. There we go. Now we just broke through. Did you feel that, James, how that opened up all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the energy is broken through the stuff, and now it's got to you. So now just relax as it saturates. Okay, James, really important that you stay completely passive and not try to make anything happen or direct anything. So just be fully open and passive. Everyone else too, just stay passive. Let the divine do the work. Yeah, now there's that flush out your feet, out the hands. Good. You've got a good flush now. We're doing it. Whoa. Big sorrow. Yeah, unless you're willing to feel that sorrow, you're not going to feel the joy either. You have to feel the lowest lows to feel the highest highs. So, James, just allow yourself to feel whatever challenging emotion comes up now. Same is true for anyone else. It doesn't matter if it's yours or if you're processing on behalf of James. Just feel whatever's there in the field. If it shows up for you, it's yours to process, regardless of where it came from. Yeah, James, do you feel that deep sorrow there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the heart. Yeah.
Yeah, just be present with it. Don't analyze it. Don't try to figure out what it is. Just have the feeling, pure and simple. Okay? Mm-hmm. If there's any thoughts or imagery, just let them be in the background. Stay with the feeling. Yeah. Ayahuasca is very much here helping us out. Thank you so much, Mother Ayahuasca. San Pedro's here as well. Her plant spirit brother. Thank you, San Pedro, for helping us. Grandfather Tobacco is here. All my favorite plant spirit buddies are all around. Oh, there's Mushroom. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of beautiful plant spirit allies now. So if anyone's experiencing a strong altered state, just let it be what it is. Yeah, see there, James, how you're starting to feel more hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let the hollowness be there. It's good because that stuff was all full of gunk now, and hollow is definitely a step up from gunked up. Mm-hmm. And in a little while, they'll probably put something nice in there, but just relax and let them work at their own pace. There's the nice stuff. It's weird. Now it's like, now they're working the edges of the hollow. It's like the walls. And now they're clearing the accumulated heavy stuff off the walls. It's like they're cleaning in sequence. Yeah, I'm sensing all these little jagged little crystal debris things. Jaggedy points like broken glass. Just let them take all that, deal with all that stuff. And essentially the jagged points being smoothed down. Harmonized. Still some pain there, but way, way more muted than before. Everyone just feel that floaty quality we're in right now. Just relax into feeling yourself as energy. There's definitely some heavy in it, but that's what we're doing. So just relax into feeling the energy and the heavy quality that's there because we're doing a healing process. It's all perfect for what it is. There, now it's getting a little brighter, some brain buzz coming in. Yeah, more bliss now. But a mix of both, for sure. Challenge and bliss. No joy yet, but they're still laying the groundwork for it. Yeah, a little uplift of vibration there. Hey, James, do you feel that you're mostly like a light being now and it's quite a bit more peaceful?
Yes. Yeah.
Just relax into that and let it keep changing. There's another layer of heart pain. But see how quickly it's dissipating now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're more awake, the pain just transmutes so much faster and easier. Yeah. Good demonstration of that principle right there. Yeah, it's like they're now clearing quantities of old pain in seconds that a little while ago was taking minutes. Can you feel how much faster and more efficient they're being now with all that?
I think so, yeah.
So yeah, they're really way faster with this now. So this is really good. Just stay with the process. And if you can maintain awareness of just how much more efficient the process is now, this is demonstrating the principle I talk about some in Awakening Plus, where you want to be as awake as possible, and then the healing can go so much easier and quicker and faster. You don't have to stay stuck in the pain. You can let it go really fast when you get good at it. Good. Another vibrational uptick right there. And also notice, everyone, that these vibrational states aren't just bliss for their own sake. These are working states. These bliss states are specifically being given for their healing effect. They just happen to feel really blissful at the same time. The allies are really happy with how well everyone's doing. We are a very well-functioning group right now. There's yet another layer of that heart pain. You're a lucky man. You're getting all kinds of layers worked tonight. Okay, they just put a light body around you. They're saying that's the seed of the joy. Now we just need to relax and let it come online. So now the joy is, can you feel that it's subtle, but the joy is sort of just starting to come online in a small way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're going to sort of, it's like it's on a dimmer switch and they're just barely got the lights on with it, but they're starting to turn it up. And say the vehicle's finally ready for it. Now it's clean enough to hold some joy. They're saying there will be more cleanup later. They can only do so much on one round, even in this context. But they say we can get some good joy going for you now. They're brightening it up as we speak. Yeah. Relax and let them turn it up. They'll see how much they can give you without overdoing it. So they're testing your joy capacity right now. And others are having that experience too. So right there, do you feel that resistance to the joy there, James, that just hit? Like it doesn't want to go past that?
Okay, yeah.
Right, so can you put your energy in the resistance against the joy that you're experiencing?
All right.
Just merge with the part that's resisting? Can you feel it?
I'm working on it. I think so.
Okay, so just be with it. All you're doing is holding awareness of it. That's all. So be fully merged with the resistance. A little more. You're not quite there. Fully be present with the resistance. Without judging it, just be with it. Let me know when you feel like you're really there. Yeah, a lot of pain there, isn't there? A lot of sorrow.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You're saying, I don't deserve joy. So just be with that part that doesn't believe it deserves it. Good. Now just relax. Because you're blended with the part, it will relax too. There you go. Now good. Now there's a little more joy. Good job. They're actually saying that's about all I can do for one round. But they're saying if you go back to this recording and repeat your part of the process, they'll take you deeper each time. So then continue working your section of this recording in the archive and you can keep working the layers. Okay. All right. Do you feel better than when we started?
Oh yeah. Much better.
Okay. Good job. Yeah. Well done.
All right. Thank you to everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, the allies have said this is the best of for sure. Okay. So, we're about at time. I don't like to go much over 90 minutes because this stuff is so intense. But I'd love to, if anyone who's been not in the hot seat has any quick thoughts or questions about the process, I'd love any feedback on what others have experienced other than those who were hot seat. So, Deanna, hi.
Hi. For everybody tonight, I experienced it physically through the heart. But for Jim at the end here, I ended up having to get up and doing movement and ended up having to lay on with my forehead with my third eye on the ground. Mm-hmm. And it was getting intense. And I thought, man, I'm not sure what I can take more of this. This is getting pretty wild. And my back popped. It's like it felt like I was in traction. Huh. And it went pop, 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 pop. Right behind my heart. And then it just everything loosened up and started flowing intensely. And it did reach a point where I could feel that was all that was going to process today.
Yeah.
But there was a physical blockage that moved.
Wow.
And changed the dynamic. So it was quite a wild ride tonight.
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah.
We've upped our game a little bit here. This is great. And it's not anything I did. It just was ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's great.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Deanna. Anyone else have any questions, comments, feedback as we wrap up here? Okay, so the allies have one last mini round for us. Can you all feel that energy just poised and waiting? So we'll take just a moment longer. I promise it won't go too long. But relax now, and we're just going to do a forward invocation. Repeat after me. Highest good be done. And then just relax. and let the energy do its thing for a moment. One of the last things I do in my daily Mesa sittings is I say, highest good be done, and I relax and I let the divine have its way with me. So I'm sensing we're being saturated, each person receiving the unique energy or experience that serves highest good right now. So just give a moment for them to bless you with whatever you most need energetically. Be willing to let go of what you are so that you can become the next thing that is your potential. Yeah. They're saying this awakening on the earth is the real deal now. We're fully in it. And miraculous change is now available for those who are willing to release what they are so they can open to what they can become. And what you will become is beyond your imagination. As Adyashanti so wisely said, if you have an awakening and it's what you thought it was going to be, it's not a real awakening. It's always a surprise, always beyond what the mind can currently conceive. Just have to relax and open and be surprised. Like they're saying, relax and be open and be surprised right now if you're willing. Just open and see what happens. Let that highest good be done right now, if you're willing. Some are open, some are not. So if you're willing to, just for a moment, open to what this new energy offers for you, then it will help everyone else receive it too. That's better. Thank you. Yeah, let that new consciousness flow in. Okay, let's end the process that we're in here by becoming completely passive. Please drop to zero effort, to the best of your ability. Simply exist. Okay, we're being sort of grounded back in our bodies. Just let that happen. Now they're cleaning out any remaining heavy stuff from all these processes. Just give them a moment to clean you up. I just went to a new level right there. Good. Almost there. A lot of juicy stuff available right here at the end if you're open to it. Okay, now we're finally settled. Wow. Nice ride there at the end. Thank you, allies. That was amazing. Okay, I'm going to close the container. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. Thank you for all the healing and awakening and beautiful spiritual experience. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, please remain with that person to the greatest extent that serves highest good. As always, I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good and help me to know you as myself. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Thank you. All right, that closes the container. Good stuff, folks. That was amazing. Check it out in the archive and in Best Of. And tomorrow night, June 2nd, we're having our very first astrology event with Awakening Plus. Spirit Song plans to be here also. She and I are both astrologers. And so we'll start with just a quick overview of the June forecast that I just posted. It's on astroshaman.com if you want to check it out now. And then we'll do mini readings. So I'll have my chart up, and the person who wants to be read ideally will have their name, date, and city of birth. And I'll plug it in, and we'll take just a few minutes to answer one particular question that person might have. So we should be able to do several people. It will be recorded and posted in the archive. So I only do this if you're willing to let people know a little bit about you. And we should have some fun. I've done lots of events like this in other contexts, and it's always both entertaining and edifying. So join us tomorrow night if you're available. And thanks for being here. This stuff just gets better and better. So good night, everyone. Thanks again for being here. Bye.